Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Do you remember there used to be a song of the summer? Maybe not so much anymore. It could be a hangover from the monoculture. But then we think about As It Was in the last couple of years. That was kind of a song of the summer. I think there are a few contenders around this year as well. Arts journalist Louise Bruton joins me now. Good afternoon, Louise.
Hi, Brendan. How are you? It's a great day to be talking about the song of the summer.
Yeah, so explain the notion. Is it an old-fashioned one or has it come back? Or
I think that the song of the summer is something that really reigned supreme in the 90s when it was radio play and CD charts were the all-determining factor of what would be the song that we would all consume, because we'd less outlets to kind of enjoy, to get entertainment or get culture. So if MTV has a song that's dominating their charts, or if the radio has a song that's dominating, that is the song that we would all have. And I would say that there's a difference between a song that just so happens to be a hit during the summer versus a song that tends to define the summer.
So how do we know that? Do we just know it when we see it, do we?
Well, when we, like, if I'm to name like a couple of songs for you now, I think that will take you back to a very sunny day in a particular time. Like, a huge song of summer in 96 was Wannabe by the Spice Girls, which is, you know, that takes you back to a time, like a vibe, which is a word I don't like to use that often. But it really takes you back to a specific time and place. And the song of the summer as well, like it can be linked to your own personal experience. Say if you're a year that you got married, or a year that you did your junior cert or your leaving cert, or something like that, that really brings you back a very monumental time in your life. So the song of the summer could be something that's just linked to people whose summer activities are more separate from the rest of the year, so it does kind of lend itself to summer holidays for kids or teenagers or college students.
And with the absence now of, I suppose, radio play probably not as important anymore, the charts don't really matter anymore, how does the song of the summer tend to percolate through these days?
Well, TikTok is a big kind of pusher of what could be the song of the summer, but I would say that the radio and MTV and would have the deciding factor in what is a song of the summer, because these are the outlets that will be kind of pumping the biggest songs out to everywhere you go. If you're in a shopping centre, if you're in a taxi, say if you're at a festival, which a lot of people are at this weekend, it's the song that's been played at absolutely every like food stop.
Yes, yes. So it's in the air. It's in the public space all the time.
It's a song you can't escape. Say Billboard, the American kind of charting system, they created their official song of the summer charts that goes back to the kind of the 60s onwards. And say for last summer, this is all down to metrics with streaming and YouTube views and that kind of thing. So last year, their song of the summer is Last Night by Morgan Wallen, which is a song that I couldn't even hum for you. So that just goes to show that was a song. Yeah, that's a song that happened to be a hit during the summer. But further down the list is Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
That was the song of the summer. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that song is still in the charts. That's still in the top 50 Irish charts as we speak right now. And the same for 2022's top song of the summer is As It Was by Harry Styles, which you also couldn't avoid. So these are the kind of songs that really just step up and beyond, and it's even your granny would know the lyrics to, or even be able to hum along if it came on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's completely, completely unavoidable. But
okay,
it's also
so now this year we're seeing a few blowing up on TikTok, as you say. Can you explain the whole man in finance phenomenon?
Yeah, this is a funny one. So it's created by this Australian girl called Megan Bonai, who goes by Girl on Couch as well. And she's funny on TikTok, and she just put up a kind of a throwaway video being like, this is the song of the summer. And she just started repeating the lines. I'm looking for a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. And for whatever reason, it has just taken off. There's David Guetta remixes, there's Alesso remixes, and there's an official remix that's out now by the DJ Bill and Ted. And he takes her repeated vocals and puts it over that song like a G6.
Okay, let's have a blast of David Guetta's mix.
Good morning. I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. Six eye, blue eyes.
Yeah, there is something incredibly catchy about the way she's saying it, isn't there? Like, it, it does get in your head.
That, I think, is what lends itself to being a song of the summer, where there is almost like this playground chant to it. Like when you think of Wannabe, that's very easy and very repetitive. Another big song of the summer this year is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. And that has that sort of earworm hook to it. And the leading line in the second verse is, I'm working late because I'm a singer. And that song has turned into a meme of itself where everybody seems to know it and it's working its way into TikTok videos. And
we have a quick snatch of that, Mi Espresso. Okay, so that's a runner and writer for the Song of the Summer too. That's Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Come here, Louise. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, probably Dua Lipa as well. They feel like the artists of the summer, and certainly, you know, they're being pushed at us, they're in the media all the time. Have any of them a contender for Song of the Summer at all?
Well, Taylor Swift is currently has been kind of in and out of the top three for the last while with her song Fortnite. But that is not, there's no summer aesthetic to that song whatsoever. Even, say, the video itself is like more or less a black or white video. So that is a song that's doing well, and it just so happens to be released during the summer, but it's definitely not a summer song. And Dua Lipa, I think, just missed the shot with her single Illusion, which was released maybe about 2 months ago. And I think she's just missed that moment of kind of getting into everybody's ear. But there is another song on the album, her recent album, Radical Optimism, which I hope will be a single. It's called Falling Forever. And if she does release that, I think that has a very strong chance of becoming one of the bigger songs of the summer that we'll all be trying to avoid at some point.
Okay, Louise Bruton, thank you very much. And we're going to finish up with, this is another contender for Song of the Summer, from Cork mainly, Cabin Crew and Liston Varna, Crew the Spark.